This is KCUR. Miss Canthus, it could be the Midwest's next energy crop, a relative of sugarcane that looks like bamboo. But in a region dominated by corn and soybeans, it has yet to catch on. For Harvest Public Media, Rick Fredrickson reports from Iowa.
It sounds like a spelling bee. Miscanthus, M-I-S-C-A-N-T-H-U-S. Miscanthus.
When I look at a crop like this, I see a chance to make fossil fuels cleaner.
Emily Heaton has been called the Miscanthus Queen, an agronomist who's been working with a stocky perennial at Iowa State University.
Because what we're talking about doing is blending this very clean, grassy biomass with coal. So it just cleans up coal a little bit.
This field of Miscanthus is about 6 to 10 feet tall. It's native to Southeast Asia. It would remind Vietnam veterans of something they called elephant grass, tall enough for the enemy to hide in. So that was destroyed with Agent Orange. Assistant scientist Nick Borsma recently harvested an ISU test plot north of Ames, Iowa.
We're going to be using an old 60s era flail chopper to do the cutting.
What kind of bales are you going to make?
They're 4x4 foot round bales, and they're probably going to range from 300 to 500 pounds each.
Miscanthus is the king of biomass fiber. An acre can yield 15 tons. Plant this perennial once, and it keeps on giving for up to 20 years, with limited chemicals necessary. Iowa's total crop is a mere 50 acres or so. Steve Schomburg has the state's largest Miscanthus farm in Muscatine County.
Miscanthus is such a new crop that we are the first 16 acres to be planted in Iowa. It gets gawkers, yes. People stop along the road and talk to me about it. What are you growing there?
Schomburg's crop will be mixed with coal and turned into steam and electricity at the University of Iowa's power plant. They already know Miscanthus is a viable fuel. It's fairly common in Europe. The key challenge, according to the campus utilities principal engineer Furman Milster, is the absence of a biomass market.
It's not like a commodities market like coal or natural gas or oil. But I think over given time and continued movement toward a more sustainable energy source, we will see biomass develop and continue to look more like a commodity.
As a component in the school's renewable energy plan, the university recently planted 13 more acres of Miscanthus and is recruiting Iowa farmers to have 2,500 acres in production by the end of 2016. In Illinois, grain farmer Eric Rund is promoting it as a heating fuel on the farm instead of using liquid propane, or LP. Small furnaces are already being imported.
Taking a page out of what farmers in Austria and Germany are doing, they are growing the Miscanthus, and then they burn that to heat their homes and livestock buildings and greenhouses and so forth for half of what you could with LP.
Rund recently got $85 a ton from a turkey farm that uses Miscanthus chips for bedding. He expects it to be his most profitable crop. According to Travis Hedrick at Reprieve Renewables, commercial production of Miscanthus is now limited in the Midwest, but it's gaining interest.
This year, our 2014 Trailblazer program, we've propagated over 1,000 acres in North Carolina, Mississippi, Iowa, and Wisconsin.
I always joke that I'm a soybean agronomist in the 1930s.
Researcher Emily Heaton reminds us that at one time, soybeans were a novel crop that seemingly appeared from nowhere.
So how many acres of soybeans did we have in Iowa in the 1930s? You know, tens to hundreds, right? Soybeans were a crazy plant from Asia. Miscanthus is kind of a crazy plant from Asia. And I imagine that in 10 years, it's not unreasonable to think that we would have this on thousands of acres in the state at least, and millions in the future.
The small Miscanthus harvest goes mostly unnoticed for now. Perhaps the tall grass is most visible in urban areas, where an ornamental variety is an attractive accent used in landscaping. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Rick Fredrickson.